Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with organizer of Indianola Bike Night, Barbara Bendit, about the event tonight and through the summer.
The first Indianola Bike Night of 2019 is happening on the Indianola Square tonight. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we'll have our sponsors there, Route 65, Hupie and Abraham, Miller Lite, Southtown Christ Jeep Dodge, Law Tigers, and A King's Throne. And we hope you'll stop by and spend some time with some of our sponsors. We also have some exciting food vendors this year. We have Montana Mike's, Ring King, Mullet's Pizza, Artie's Barbecue, and a Mexican food vendor. So I'm sure people will be able to find plenty of food. We'll have some miscellaneous vendors on the square. We've got Van Wall Power Sports that will have their Indian motorcycles, Hondas, Yamahas, and apparel and sunglasses. We'll have our leather vendor that's been with us for several years, JFK Trading, and Lola's Hot Sauce, which will be a new vendor for us this year. We're going to have some prizes to give away. We're giving away two $50 Route 65 Harley-Davidson gift certificates, and we're giving away a pair of tickets to Skid Row. And when people arrive at Bike Night, if they find the Indianola Bike Night t-shirt tent, that's where the boxes will be to sign up for both the Skid Row tickets and the Harley-Davidson gift certificates. And then our new MC, Bob Kling, is going to have a hog calling contest. So, no, not pigs, actual bikes. And it's going to be by participants in the audience that want to participate with a sound of a motorcycle, and all they can use is their voice. And then we'll have the crowd or the audience judge to see who sounds best like a motorcycle.
Well, that sounds absolutely entertaining. Talk a little bit about some of the musical entertainment that's coming up, because I know it's a fun venue and there's a ton of things to do.
This month we'll have Richard Arndt and The Brew. And if anybody's listened to them, they're a great band. Very excited. We're very excited to have them back this year.
Well, talk about the effect that Bike Night has on Indianola, because it is that 6,000 to 10,000 people coming in for a night, and it's just kind of an exciting night for the downtown square and seeing that influx of population.
It is. I think it's a great benefit to Indianola and to Warren County. We bring a lot of consumers into Indianola that wouldn't normally be there on a Friday night. That helps businesses and it helps revenues in the community.
Well, talk about who generally shows up to these. I'm thinking motorcycle enthusiasts, but I'm sure there's a lot of other people that maybe just kind of like to go out and have a good time in Warren County here.
It is. We've tried to keep this event a family fun event. We have a bouncy house for kids, and then we have some sand art and things for kids to do while they're there. So, you know, families in the community come up for the event. Just about anybody and everybody is welcome at Indianola Bike Night, even bicycles. So we just ask that the only one allowed really to park on the square or one block in each direction is motorcycles. So the rest of the community with cars and bicycles or that are walking up, they can park. Well, the cars and the bicycles can park the second block off the square or behind any business on the square.
All right. Well, I know it's on the Indianola downtown square, but what else should people know in terms of what time it is and where some of the entertainment is going to be?
We take possession of the square at 5 o'clock and put our barricades up, and vendors start setting up from 5 to 6. The event starts at 6 and it ends at 10 o'clock.
All right. Well, where should people find out some more information if they wanted to learn a little bit more about Bike Night, or even if they can't make it tonight, maybe in the future?
We have an Indianola Bike Night Facebook page, or they can go to our website, which is www.bikedowntoitown.com.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you want people to know about Indianola Bike Night, maybe that they don't know, or that you want to get the message out to people who aren't sure if they're going to be attending or not?
I think it's going to be a great night, Friday night. It's always a good time. There's always great entertainment, great food, and great people to visit with. It's open to everybody, and we can't wait. We're excited for the first Bike Night this year.
Thanks to Barbara Bendit for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.